next day in the morning, which is whatever. Danger deal with all this is picture. And we hear from Mr. Gere. I'm sorry, I don't have the parties correctly yet. I'm going to see in here. Maybe you can clear it up.
That's part of our honor. If it pleases the court, my name is Dave Geyer. I represent the petitioners in this case, Mr. Dangerfield, as several other inmates in the Wisconsin prison system. We're here today to determine whether the district court erred in denying leave to proceed on plaintiff's due process claim based on a lack of liberty interest because the trial court determined that parole in Wisconsin was discretionary. The court,
excuse me, but I would really like to clarify what you are claiming so that I know that I'm on the same page.
Sure,
prisoners concede they received a due process hearing when they were placed in disciplinary segregation?
That's correct.
Okay. They're complaining they didn't receive an additional hearing when prison officials decided they would be placed on administrative tracking status, which made them ineligible to earn early release from segregation?
Sure, Your Honor, if I can explain how the process works in Wisconsin.
No. All I need to know is this. Are you claiming that these prisoners were entitled to an additional due process hearing to determine whether they would be eligible for the early release program?
No. No, in Wisconsin they have two types of segregation, punitive segregation and administrative confinement or non-punitive segregation. Set out by the administrative code, and my clients are not claiming that they were not provided with due process hearings as being in administrative segregation, in punitive segregation. The issue comes down to the Columbia Correctional Institution has created a designation called administrative tracking.
Right.
And what that means is that when a person is placed in segregation, punitive segregation, there's a determination made at the prison whether or not this person will ultimately be referred to administrative confinement or non-punitive segregation. There is also a step program in the punitive segregation program that says, in effect, that if you do certain things, you, the prisoner being in punitive segregation, will have a reduction in your segregation time. So, for example, we have a prisoner A who is in punitive segregation but is not placed on administrative tracking, and we have prisoner B who has been determined by the prison to be placed on administrative tracking, namely, ultimately, that they will be referred to administrative confinement. Prisoner A, and let's say they both get 120 days segregation time. Prisoner A can go through the STEP program at Columbia Correctional Institution, have their or his time reduced by up to 60 days, and therefore only serve 60 days in segregation. Prisoner B, who is placed on administrative tracking, does not have that ability. Therefore, that person will serve an additional 120 days.
So are you saying there should have been some additional, this is a Roedner's question, hearing whether you go on the administrative tracking or not?
Well, there's no really hearing, Your Honor, because it's not in the administrative code, nor is it in a statute that there's an animal called administrative tracking.
Well, is it just a matter of whichever time you show up, you go that way, you go that way?
That's correct. I mean, again, that's correct. It's arbitrary and unilateral. There is no place to argue this. The effect of this, then, is...
But wait a minute. They received a due process hearing when they were placed in disciplinary segregation.
That's correct. They were placed in segregation. And so I'm not arguing that. The issue comes down to is by placing them on administrative tracking, not permitting them, as they do other prisoners in segregated status, to be able to earn this time to have their status or their time reduced. The effect of this under Chapter 302.11, sub 2, sub B, and I'll read what the statute says.
So they're not complaining because they didn't receive an additional hearing.
That's correct. The question is that because they're placed on administrative tracking, they can't go through the STEP program, which allows them to reduce their segregation time. Again, using my example, the one prisoner who, they're both prisoners in segregated status, but the one can get their time reduced by 60 days. The people who are placed on administrative tracking, my clients, can't go through the STEP program. The guidelines.
But they had a hearing.
That's correct.
That put them there.
That's correct.
But you said
so they're not exactly the same as, I mean, A and B aren't exactly.
Yes, sure, yes, they are. They both had a hearing that placed them in segregated status. When they got to Columbia Correctional Institution, the institution said, we believe that ultimately we're going to refer you from punitive segregation to administrative confinement, the non-punitive segregation. Therefore, they are prohibited from going through the STEP program within the prison, which would allow them to reduce their time that other prisoners in segregation have the ability to do.
Well, you're saying there's a subset to segregation, maybe more than one, and that when they are assigned to these different subsets, there doesn't seem to be any further determination of why.
That's correct.
So I guess you're saying there should be.
Well, they should be allowed. I mean, if they create for all prisoners, if the regulations create the ability to go through the STEP program and reduce your time, and these people are just told when they walk into the Columbia Correctional Institution, you're on punitive segregation, but we believe you're going to ultimately go on, we're going to make a referral to administrative confinement, the non-punitive, that you can't go through the STEP program and get a reduction. The effect of this is on their mandatory release date.
No, but what do you want for them? Don't you want an additional due process hearing?
I would like to just have administrative tracking, the process that Columbia Correctional Institution can't say you can't go through the STEP process.
Okay, but how would they do that? Wouldn't it have to be through a hearing of some sort?
That or just get rid of administrative tracking.
Okay, so bottom line, what you want is to run the prison.
No, I wouldn't go that far, Your Honor. What I would like to say, what I would want is that if the rules are for people who are on segregated confinement, they can have administrative tracking. I'm not saying that they can't say that they're going to designate people for this. But then they take it the one step further, which says, because we're going to ultimately refer you to administrative confinement, you can't get a reduction in the time, your segregated time. And the effect of this on the client is that it extends their mandatory release date. And the Wisconsin law under Chapter 302.
It doesn't reduce.
Pardon?
It doesn't extend it. They don't have an opportunity to reduce.
Well, and under the law, you have a right to MR, the old law, which these gentlemen are under, at two-thirds time. There were certain things that could extend it. For example, if you're in segregation, your good time can be taken away. But there is a right to mandatory release. What the district court referred to was the statutory section as to discretionary release or discretionary parole. So in the Wisconsin system, you had both. You had mandatory release after two-thirds time and discretionary release. If you served up to a quarter time after that, you went to the parole board. Under Chapter 302.11.2b, and I'll just cite it what it says here, in addition to the sanctions under Paragraph A, any inmate who is placed in adjustment, program, or controlled segregation status shall have his or her mandatory release date extended by a number of days equal to 50% of the number of days spent in segregation status. So by having administrative tracking and not permitting these inmates to get the benefits of other inmates similarly situated, I mean, they're all in segregated status. I mean, I'm not saying my clients didn't do anything that put them in seg status, but there are other prisoners in seg status who the prison officials make a determination when they walk in, said, again, prisoner A, you're not going to go on administrative tracking. Prisoner B, you will.
And you're saying that there's no list of reasons that the prison would say you are different from you?
No, it's a determination made solely by the prison, by the warden and other people in the prison.
And do they have to give their reasons?
Not that I'm aware of, Your Honor. Mm-hmm. And so, again, the net effect is if you want to put somebody in administrative confinement or refer them to the non-punitive, that's fine. It doesn't mean that you have to extend their time in seg. Where they spend their time, I'm not saying that the prison doesn't have the right to do that, but by not permitting them to go through the steps process, these individuals cannot get the same benefits, earn the same type of credits that the other inmates who are on segregated status can do. Thank you. I believe my time is up.
Thank you.
Ms. Erdin?
May it please the court. We agree with the explanation given by the inmates about how the process works, so there's no dispute there. The issue here is whether a liberty interest is implicated, and in turn, whether that liberty interest implicates due process. The fact is there's no liberty interest implicated by tracking. The inmates concede that they have received due process for the conduct that placed them into punitive segregation. When they're placed into punitive segregation, and upon the guilty finding, a sentence is authorized. That includes time in adjustment segregation, that includes time in punitive segregation or program segregation, and that includes an extension of the mandatory release date. There is nothing about administrative tracking that goes beyond what that disciplinary action authorized. So Judge Crabb's analogy to discretionary parole is quite appropriate. With parole, an inmate has received a sentence from a court. He goes to prison, and there may be a possibility that he can get out earlier based on discretionary factors, and in Wisconsin, parole is discretionary. The same is true with the tracking system, with the SEP system. And the decision to place an inmate on tracking is akin to denying parole. The administrative segregation sentence has been authorized, including the extension of the MR date. All that the SEP program does is it allows an inmate the possibility that he may get out of segregation earlier, the same as discretionary parole provides for a criminal sentence. So all that's at issue is whether a discretionary a mere possibility of reducing a sentence has been taken away. It has.
And the warden has total discretion over whether you're A or B?
I believe that it's actually more properly probably the security director who makes that decision. However, that's based on written established criteria, and that's the administrative confinement criteria, because someone will only be placed on tracking if there's a belief that that person will be then placed into administrative confinement. So the criteria for placing someone into administrative confinement, which appear under, Chapter DOC 308 of the Administrative Code, are the criteria that are applied. But yes, it is a unilateral decision that is made without an opportunity for hearing. But a hearing is only necessary if liberty interest is implicated. And as I've stated, no liberty interest is implicated because the maximum amount of time that an inmate will serve in punitive segregation has already been authorized by a due process hearing, which the inmates concede that they received, and they take no issue with that with the disciplinary process.
Well, there seems to be no request for an additional hearing. This doesn't raise some sort of equal protection claim where some people of the same status are treated differently. So it comes down to this process after the hearing where you're put into segregation. There's these what I call subsets of segregation that seem to be totally at the discretion of the warden or the security director or somebody.
Well, and as those decisions should be totally at the discretion of the security director or the warden or whomever makes them, I don't believe there is, I'm not sure if the inmates are claiming an equal protection.
I don't think so.
But in their reply brief, they do seem to cite equal protection language and talking about similarly situated groups. But here there aren't such similarly situated groups. There is no protected class. Inmates who are placed on tracking are all treated the same. Inmates who are not placed on tracking aren't similarly situated to the people who are on tracking. So even if they were raising an equal protection claim, equal protection interests or equal protection is not implicated by this tracking system.
Well, they both consigned or designated segregation after a hearing, right?
That's correct.
And then someone makes a decision about tracking or whatever else.
That's correct. And to clarify, what tracking is it's merely a label that's attached to an inmate so that if prison officials have identified an inmate as a candidate or a likely candidate for administrative confinement, that he is not allowed to work his way out of segregation at a faster rate. And that's common sense. Someone serves a punitive segregation sentence, you have every intention that they're going to stay in a segregated status to give them the message that by their good behavior, good things may happen for them. You're sending them a mixed message if you know in the back of your mind that you're then going to keep them in a segregated status. where you have the administrative confinement can be used for many reasons, but in this case it's going to be the result of discipline. It's going to be the result of the inmate's likely repeated dangerous acts or one act that was dangerous enough to warrant prison staff to believe that he should not be released into general population. So what tracking does is it simply lets staff know not to let the inmate or likely not to let the inmate progress to the tracking system. Now, there is one opportunity where that decision could be changed, and that is when the inmates progress through the STEP system, they are reviewed every 30 days in order to progress through the STEP system. So it is possible that that designation could be changed if someone has a doubt about their decision to put the person on tracking. It's possible that label could be removed at that time. I don't believe there's evidence in the record that that has or hasn't happened. But there is review while the person is in segregated status. Nonetheless, if there weren't, it's of no consequence to these inmates, because nothing happens to them that was not already authorized by the discipline process to place them in punitive segregation. Their sentences simply are not affected by having been placed onto administrative tracking. No liberty interest is implicated, and they don't have a liberty interest in not being in segregated status. They don't have a liberty interest in not being on administrative confinement. So it's unclear what due process is required where there's no liberty interest implicated. On the equal protection issue, we did read their brief to state an equal protection claim or to attempt to state an equal protection claim, although that was raised for the first time in reply.
Well, that's all you did was read it, because it wasn't argued.
They did invoke language of similarly situated and said that the problem with tracking was that it caused different groups of inmates to be treated differently. So if this court does read that to try to state that claim, I would note that that was raised, A, for the first time on appeal, and B, for the first time in the reply brief. If there are no further questions, that concludes my remarks.
Okay,
thank you.
You got a minute.
Again, just in a quick reply to what was raised by the government. The liberty issue, again, comes into play in the context of mandatory release. The designation of the person placed on administrative tracking does not permit that person to go through the process, go through the STEP program, that the other inmates who are also on punitive segregation, we're talking about inmates that are in the same situation. All these people are on punitive segregation. All of them had due process hearings. All of them are placed on sentences that in the punitive segregation status. The STEP program permits people who are not on administrative tracking to have that time reduced. Therefore, it also reduces their MR time, or it's less good time is taken away from the mandatory release date of 2/3 time being served. So it is a liberty interest that's invoked. I apologize that we're not raising a equal protection claim. If it was in the brief, it was inadvertent. I apologize for that, but we're not raising that claim. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks. The case will be taken under advisement.